Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
This morning, as I welcome you into this Covenant Day of Settlement, I'm going to be speaking on understanding what is unique about this church. Understanding what is unique about this church. And lest I forget, I want to welcome our Spanish brethren. I say bienvenido a Dia de Pacto de Asentamiento. Y servicio especial de ancien de gracias y dedication. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. It's our covenant day of settlement and thanksgiving, children, dedication, in case you don't understand what I've just said. Praise the Lord. Numbers chapter 35, verse 11 and 12. Then ye shall appoint you cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the slayer may flee thither, which killeth any person at unawares. And they shall be unto you cities for refuge from the avenger, that the manslayer die not until he stand before the congregation in judgment. Praise the Lord. What is unique about this church? This church is one of the cities of refuge. This church is one of the cities of refuge. Now, let me say a little bit about the cities of refuge. That's number one. Now, in the Old Testament, when the manslayer is about to terminate the life of a person, whether for his sin or error or whatever, once the person can get into the city of refuge, that death is averted. And now look at the scripture I read a little while ago, Numbers chapter 35. I saw something right now. It says, which killeth any person at unawares. Now, a lot of people die and they are not even aware death is at hand. They are not aware that there is a provision for their rescue. But God has designed this place as a place of rescue. If you are a member of this church and you are faithfully committed to what the Lord is doing in this place and you believe the hand of God upon this place, no death can terminate you. And I stand there to decree in the name of Jesus, everyone that has been earmarked for death, that death is canceled. That death is averted. In the name of Jesus. Say with me, I'm right now in the city of refuge. No manslayer can terminate my life. Number two, this place is the home of signs and wonders. This place is the home of signs and wonders. Everybody is looking for signs and wonders. Even the unbelievers believe in signs and wonders. When there was the miracle of the river Hudson, that plane that the birds entered into his engine and dropped down on river Hudson, even the mayor said, this is a miracle. It's a miracle. Everybody knew, even the captain himself knew, well, even though I was trained for a time like this, nobody practiced this thing in reality. So this is a miracle. Praise the Lord. So everybody wants miracle. Everybody is seeking for miracle. Everybody appreciates miracle. But miracles happen here all the times. You are standing, you are sitting on holy ground where miracles happen. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, today in this service, you are going on with miracles. And one way we in this place, we generate miracles. How? Hear the word I use. We don't fabricate it. We generate it. And one way because God is a miracle working God. So you can generate miracle of God. How? By praising God into action. Because God is the only one that can do miracle. All you and I can do is to generate it. That is, we can steer God into action. We can move God into doing miracles. And one way we do it seamlessly, effortlessly in this place is by praising God. It's by praising God. We are addict praisers in this place. And every time you praise God like that, miracles happen. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, today we are still going to praise God. Because today is the last day of our praises. As we are praising God today, miracles will be happening for you. Signs and wonders will be happening for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. God's presence has continued to make the difference in this commission through the mystery of praise since inception till date. And that is what makes this church a home of signs and wonders. Moses said in Exodus 15:11, "Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing what? Doing wonders." I love the way this prophet put it in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17 to 20. Zephaniah 3, 17 to 20. "The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty." So we have a mighty God in this place. What will he do? He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. So as you are rejoicing, God is also rejoicing over you with joy. Then he will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Then he said, "I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly, who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a broken body." He said, "Behold, at that time, I will undo all that afflict thee." Hey, I love that. I decree in the name of Jesus, standing on this holy altar, I decree right now, everyone that afflicts you, be undo right now. Amen. Well, you may not appreciate that word undo, except you are a computer user. I mean, one key on my computer that I love very well is a combination of Control-Z. I'm a Windows user. I know sometime I will graduate into Apple, but for now, I'm still comfortable with my user. I don't joke with Control-Z. Control-Z, I don't joke with it. Because when you type your documents and you didn't save, all of a sudden your hand just hits a key and everything is off. The next thing you want to carefully press is Control-Z. That's undo. So God is saying, it doesn't matter what the enemies have done over your life. Today, he will undo it for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. That's what happens in this place when we praise him. We experience signs and wonders. As you praise him today, God will undo all the activities of the enemy in your life. In the name of Jesus. Number four, what is unique about this church? This, our city of refuge status is confirmed. Our city of refuge status is confirmed. There is one thing for you to call yourself an accountant, but you are not certified, you are not a chartered or a public administrator, and you are not a chartered one. So you are still limited in what you can do. But in this church, the city of refuge of this church is certified. Our status is confirmed. It's confirmed by the liberation mandate God gave to his servant. It wasn't fabricated, it was delivered. It was a mandate. The liberation mandate itself validates our city of refuge status. 1981, God said to his servant, the apostle over this commission, Bishop David Oedipo, he said, "Now, when he saw array of oppressed, battered, beaten, tattered, molested by the enemy, pain, agonizing, sickness, and disease, they were filing across him and crying and sobbing." And he was sobbing with them. And he said, "Lord, why? Why are these people suffering? These are the people you died for. Why are they suffering like this? Why are they sick? Why are they poor? Why are they tattered and battered and beaten?" And the Lord said to him, "From the beginning, it was not so." And he started crying. It was an emotional situation, very passionate. He said, "Lord, what can I do?" Then the voice of the Lord came unto him. "Now the hour has come to liberate the world from all oppressions of the devil through the preaching of the word of faith. And I am sending you to undertake this task." That is why this mandate is a liberation mandate, to terminate the oppression of the devil, to destroy the works of the devil, to put the devil to shame. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, standing on this liberation altar, I decree every activity of the devil in your life comes to an end today in the name of Jesus. Everyone under the oppression of the devil, witchcraft, necromancer, every form of voodoo, whatsoever evil altar raised for you, every satanic oppression, I decree by the anointing of liberation over my father transfer to me. I decree that oppression comes to an end now. I decree be free in the name of Jesus. You are seated in a city of refuge that the status is confirmed in the name of Jesus. What is unique about this church? Number four, this church has a prophetic covering. The prophetic covering. Now, a lot of pastors understand this very well. You don't go into ministry without a covering. It's very, very dangerous. Why? Because you are attacking the kingdom of darkness. You need a covering. You have had God's servant, our father, said his own prophet. He mentioned them without any shame. Talk about Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland,
Iye Adeboye, and all of them, they are his own covering. And now God has also sent him to us as a covering. Praise the Lord. And that is what we enjoy in this place. So when you fight the battle that you cannot fight yourself, you tap into that covering. This church is a do-it-yourself church. That's why you don't see, after service, you don't see like 200 people line up for pastor to be praying one-on-one prayer. You don't see a lot of counseling like that because we teach you what to do. We don't give you fish. We give you, we teach you how to fish, and you do it yourself and you get your testimonies. But there are some battles that may seem higher than you. There are some battles that may seem stronger than you. At that point in time, you switch to the prophetic covering. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, from today, no battle will ever be stronger than you. Amen. By the prophetic unction upon our father, Bishop Oyedepo, that is at work in this place, I decree you will enjoy prophetic covering. Amen. That was what happened to David. Saul was looking for him to kill him, and he ran to Samuel. And as he took cover under Samuel, Saul sent some messengers to go grab him. And the messengers also fell under the prophetic covering. They started prophesying. Then he said another one. The same thing. Said another one. He said, okay, I will go myself. His own was even worse. He turned himself naked and prophesied all through the night. That's how all your enemies will be rendered powerless. Yeah. Hey, my Bible tells me there was a time the people of the Lord were building, and they were building, and there were attacks. There were forces that were stopping them. And the Bible said the prophet came to help them. I decree in the name of Jesus, where you've been helpless, the prophetic grace upon this commission, help has come for you. Say with me, we enjoy prophetic covering. That's why some of us talk the way we talk, because we have this prophetic covering upon our lives. And I decree from today, you will enjoy the prophetic covering. Bible says in Hosea chapter 12, verse 13, and by prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by prophet was it preserved. Today you shall be preserved. God has confirmed the word of his servant and performed the counsel of his messenger. Everything you are hearing today, God is confirming it in your life. Now, what is unique about this church? The act of God in this place, the act of God in this place is innumerable. The act of God in this place. Now, understand the way it happens here. Everything you see here, everything that happens here, are the acts of God. It's not the doing of man. Paul said, let no man boast. We are not boasting upon what? Believe me, this is the truth of the truth. When somebody calls me and share testimonies with me, I begin to wonder, how did it happen? The way you see me, that's how simple I am, how flexible, how fragile, outside of the power of God. So no man takes the glory upon himself, the power of God. But can you doubt the power of God? Can any devil attack this young man? No, because the power of God is there to bruise the head of the enemy. So it's God that has been doing it. That is why we give all the glory to him. Shout hallelujah. That's why we say sickness, get out. And God confirmed the word. They confirmed the word of his messenger. Shout hallelujah. There is the power of God. There is the act of God in this place. And I want to take us through what this act of God can do. I'm saying the uniqueness of this church is because of the act of God. The act of God, the act of God, the act of God in this place. Number one thing this act of God does is to end the tears of men. Therefore, if you came here with tears today, if you came into this sanctuary or under the sound of my voice, today your tear will be taken away. Because we serve a God in this place that end the tears of men. God wipe away tears from all people's place in this place. In Isaiah chapter 25, verse 6 to 8. Isaiah 25, 6 to 8. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things of marrow, of wine on the lees, well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all the people, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow all death in victory, and the Lord will wipe away tears from all faces. Hear me and hear me well. Everyone, you have cried before. The last cry you cry shall be the last one. Amen. This COVID-19 has made you to cry. I decree in the name of Jesus, you shall cry no more. Amen. In the name of Jesus, my God is wiping away all tears from your face, because you are seated in a place where God wipes away tears. In the name of Jesus. Now, one of the acts of God in this place, it's diverse healing. Say with me, diverse healing. God heals all manner of sickness and disease in this place. We saw in Acts chapter 5, verse 12 to 16, how God did miracle. In fact, all through the book of Acts of the Apostles, we saw miracles. All through the lifetime of Jesus Christ, we saw miracles. We saw healing. And in Matthew chapter 4, 23, Jesus went about Galilee, Matthew 4, 23, teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. We have seen cancer healed in this place. Fibroid turns to fine boy in this place. Ovarian cyst terminated in this place. We have seen diverse kind of sickness and disease healed in this place. A couple of months ago, a woman sent text message to me that, "Pastor, I'm now certified completely cancer-free." That is after 5 years that God delivered her. I stand under this exalted altar and I decree in the name of Jesus, every foul spirit of sickness right now is rebuked in the name of Jesus. He sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. The God that heals in this place, attack that sickness in your body. That cancer is canceled in the name of Jesus. That fibroid is destroyed in the name of Jesus. That waist pain is destroyed in the name of Jesus. High blood pressure, diabetes, migraine, I cast them out in the name of Jesus. Whatever sickness the enemy planted in your body, heart palpitation, kidney disease, heart disease, whatsoever, urinary incontinency, whatsoever the name might be, right now I cast them out in the name of Jesus. God heals in this place. That is the uniqueness of this place, by the act of God. Number three, act of God in this place is supernatural deliverance. God delivers supernaturally in this place. God delivers all saints from all the harassment of the devil, from the wickedness of the devil. In Acts chapter 19, verse 11 to 12, the Bible says, Acts 19, 11 to 12, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Acts chapter 10, 38. Who went about doing good and healing all those that were oppressed of the devil, for the Lord was with him. I stand there in the name of Jesus. Everyone under any form of oppression, I decree by the authority in the name of Jesus, the oppressor himself is destroyed. You are free from that oppression in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. Therefore, I decree your freedom. I decree your rescue. I decree your liberty in the name of Jesus. In this place, there is supernatural deliverance. Also in this place, as an act of God that makes this place unique, there is financial empowerment. Financial empowerment. God empowers his people with financial prosperity. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, it says, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." God has given us light to be able to dominate over poverty in this place. It's not about get rich quick syndrome, but by putting the covenant to work, by practicing the covenant, because it is the Lord your God that maketh you to get wealth, that giveth the power to get wealth by confirming his covenant. We understand the law of the seed time and harvest time. That's why we don't put pressure on people in this place. The two offerings that were collected, it is once in a month. The second one is for Thanksgiving. Otherwise, it's just 1 minute, 2 minute, package your offering. No stress, no struggles. And God's people are constantly being blessed because there is power at work in this place that empowers men for financial prosperity. Therefore, I stand there in the name of Jesus to decree the covenant will work for you. As you embrace the details of the covenant of financial prosperity will work for you. Today marks the end of poverty and penury in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And what's more, marital breakthrough. I mean, this one is even confirmed this year. In this church this year, by the grace of God, we have about 8 marriages in 1 year, in the year of lockdown. This is the act of God. This is the miracle of God. Therefore, I stand there to decree in the name of Jesus, everyone that is plagued, everyone that is challenged, every maritally, everyone that is stranded, I decree this year will not be over until your miracle is delivered. I say it once more. I decree in the name of Jesus, everyone due for marriage, I decree in the name of Jesus, the God of marital breakthrough will supernaturally connect you with your marriage partner. And I decree everyone having challenge in your marriage, I decree peace be still. In this place, God orchestrates marital breakthrough. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, from today, continue to enjoy your marital breakthrough. In Psalm 68, verse 6, God settled the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. God will bring peace to your family in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Number 6, act of God that makes this church unique. There is supernatural fruitfulness. There is supernatural fruitfulness. God turns the barren to joyful mother of children. Psalm 127 verse 3. Lord, children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is reward. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, everyone believing God for the fruit of the womb. You are believing God for the fruit of the womb, for your children, for your siblings, for whoever. Today, the God that does it ceaselessly in this place will do it for you in the name of Jesus. I command you, be fruitful. That was the first commandment with blessing. He said, be fruitful and multiply, replenish, take dominion, subdue. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, everyone under the sound of my voice, in-house, online, believing God for miracle children, I decree, be fruitful. In this place, we enjoy supernatural fruitfulness. And what's more, number 7, under the act of God, we enjoy supernatural breakthroughs. God unleashes supernatural breakthroughs upon his people in this place. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 to 3. Isaiah 61 to 3. Arise, shine, for the light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness of people, but the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. The Gentiles shall come to the light, and kings to the brightness of the rising. And in verse 8, he said, who are these that fly as a dove to their window? And in verse 22, he said, a little one of you become a thousand, a small one of you a strong nation, because the God of breakthrough, when light arises, darkness automatically disappears. I decree in the name of Jesus over your business, supernatural breakthrough. Yeah. Over the work of your hands, supernatural breakthrough. Yeah. Concerning that immigration condition, supernatural breakthrough. Yeah. Concerning that earth matter, supernatural breakthrough. Yeah. I decree, according to the word of the Lord, you have stand too long on this mountain. Now begin to enjoy breakthrough. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be. That is why this day is very, very important. Covenant day of settlement. Having understood everything God has done in this place and that God is doing in this place, today is your own turn to be settled. I say it again. Today is your own turn to be settled. In the mighty name of Jesus. From all I've said, we can see that God supernaturally settles people in this church. And I decree in the name of Jesus, the God of settlement. In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10, he said, but the God of all grace, who has called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, we perfect, we establish, we strengthen, and set to you. Lift up your right hand. I decree in the name of Jesus today, anything you lay these hands upon from today, consider it done. Yes. Consider it settled. Yes. In the name of Jesus Christ. He said, the God of all grace, after you have suffered a while. So you are not permitted to suffer more than a while. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, every suffering that is more than a while in your life comes to an end today. Now, what is the definition of a while? A while means 1 hour. So everything that is more than 1 hour in your life, it comes to an end today. In the name of Jesus. And that also means that in the next 1 hour, your miracles are delivered. I say it again prophetically this morning. In the next 1 hour, by the power in the name of Jesus, your miracles are delivered. Amen. That centurion came to Jesus in Matthew chapter 8. He said, sir, my servant is sick. Would you be disposed to come and heal him? He said, okay, I'll be right there. He said, no, you don't need to come. Speak the word only. And he spoke the word. And that same hour, the servant recovered. I decree in the name of Jesus, in the next 1 hour, your settlement is delivered. Amen. Your long-awaited miracle is delivered. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. A while can also mean overnight. I love the word of David. In Psalm 30 verse 5, he said, for his anger endure for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I have good news for you. Anything that is more than overnight in your life comes to an end today. And I decree in the name of Jesus, the God of overnight miracle. He did it in Joseph. Joseph slept in prison. The following morning, he found himself in the palace. I decree, Paul and Silas, they were in prison. And overnight, God did the miracle. Their chains were broken. All the doors were open. I decree in the name of Jesus prophetically in this service, the God of overnight miracles said to you, I
decree, you sleep tonight, you wake up tomorrow into your miracles. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. What is a while? A while can also mean one day. One day, one day. Remember the story in 2 Kings chapter 7. Then Elijah said, "Hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord, tomorrow, about this time, a seed of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel." We serve a one day turnaround God. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I stand there to decree. Under this anointed ministration, this prophetic grant, I decree in the name of Jesus, by this time tomorrow, your miracle is delivered. Your miracle is delivered. Your miracle job delivered. Your business breakthrough. Miracle husband delivers. Miracle children arise in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We serve a God of one day turnaround. And what's more, maximum 3 days. Anything that is more than 3 days is an oppression of the devil. And I stand in the name of Jesus to attack every form of oppression of the devil. If it is more than 3 days, it might be a curse, it might be a spell, it might be an enchantment. And because you are blessed, no one can curse you. Therefore, I stand there in the name of Jesus, I decree every form of plague, curse, spell, enchantment, divination over your life, over your destiny comes to an end today in the name of Jesus. I decree the God of 3 days, that after 2 days, Hosea 6:2, he will revive us. The third day, he will raise us up. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, maximum 3 days, you are fully settled. That good news has located you. That miracles has located you. In the mighty name of Jesus, rise to your feet this morning. I decree in the name of Jesus, the power at work in this commission delivers your portion to you. Would you like to begin to declare your portion right now? I would like to pray right now. Begin to pray. Lord, I enter into my settlement. Begin to mention the areas you desire settlement right now. Lord, I enter into my settlement. I enter into my marital settlement, career settlement, financial settlement, immigration settlement. In the mighty name of Jesus, Respo Taligabos, Endro Pakutosia, Elimpro Kakatazi, Endro Pakuria Katozu Soto Ligabosh, Empra Katozia. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Please take your seats. Let me give us 2 covenant requirements for supernatural settlement. Very quickly, in the next 2 minutes, 2 covenant requirements for supernatural settlement. Number one is salvation. When you are not saved, you are not saved. The word is not safe for you. When you are not settled with God, God cannot settle you. So the first requirement for settlement is that you must be born again. You must be a child of God. And what a joy in this service this morning. I'm going to give you opportunity to return to Jesus and your life will be decorated. That shame will be taken away in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible speaking in Isaiah chapter 32 verse 17, the work of righteousness will be peace and the effect of righteousness, quietness, assurance, and forever. That to me sounds like settlement. Therefore, God will settle you with peace as you settle with him this morning. Number 2 is to build your faith. If you want to be settled, you need to build your faith. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, he said, "Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith." And Romans chapter 10 verse 17, "So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God." To me, it looks like hearing and practicing the word of God. So you have to embrace the word. You have to build your faith. You have to step out in faith. And I decree in the name of Jesus, as you step out in faith this week, where you have been rejected before, you'll be celebrated. Where they have locked you out before, they will call you and give you that opportunity again. Whatever they have canceled for you before, they will revisit it for you. Strange open doors for you this week in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, as we bring this teaching to close, I want to invite you to Jesus Christ. He's the God of settlement. Until you settle with him, he cannot settle you. Every head bowed and every eye closed. You are under the sound of my voice this morning. You know you have not settled with God. You know you are not baptized. You know you have not given your life to Christ. Perhaps you were with him before and you dissociated yourself from him. Now you want to return. What a great opportunity. I'd like you to put your hand on your chest and say this prayer with me. You want to give your life to him? You want to rededicate your life to him? If you are in the sanctuary, place your hand on your chest. You are home, place your hand on your chest and say this prayer with me. Say, "Jesus, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I know I have sinned. Forgive me all of my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Come into my life. I make you my Savior and my Lord. Thank you for saving me.
in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I pray for everyone who said a prayer this morning. You said in your word, whoever comes to you, you will not cast out. Please, Lord, wash their sins away with your blood and write their names in the book of life. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International, New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.